If I get my preaching brothers to come up here and stand in this corner with me. I got a bunch of them counting money. Oh, well. Count fast, boys. Or find the substitute one. That'd be better. Find a substitute and come on. Come on, Brother Davis. I'm just going to do how I feel. Man, I've got a special guest this morning that's going to help me. He promised me last night when I'd preach, he'd holler amen. I thought I better take him up on it. What are you doing sitting down there? I want you to take a look, folks. I want them to help me. Diane asked me this morning or maybe last night, said, have you got something? I said, yeah. She said, when did you get it? I thought several days ago. I want you to help me this morning, amen. Amen, that the Lord would come by the way he's came by. Amen, that he would touch us the way that he has touched, amen, those that are here. Amen, those that fell in at this altar, folks. When we get above that, we've done got way out of order. Amen, we've done got way out. Amen, that's what it's about. Amen, listen, this is your camp meeting. It's not these men, it's not mine, it's not, amen, but it's your camp meeting. It's as successful as you choose for it to be. It looked like a while ago, amen, they were some folks, amen, I told them maybe I was kind of joking around a little bit. I said, this is twice this month that I've stood between folks and chicken. I said up here a while ago, amen, it don't look like you all come for no chicken. Hey, look like you come for something else. Amen, listen, I don't know about you, but I come from help from God. I come needing a blessing. Amen, I've been blessed every day of this. I've felt the presence of God. Amen, I've felt his anointing flow right over me. Wonderful preaching we've had this week. First, I want to give Blue Lick, Brother Chris, and all the church. Amen. I'm just going to tell you to do how I feel. If you're a member of Blue Lick Church, would you care to stand up, please? And I want the rest of you folks to give them a great big hand. For all the work, amen, the cleanup, the preparation, the hours that they've put into this thing, amen, give them a great big hand. Boys, if I preach an hour, you're all in trouble. Just stand there. Man, I'll try not to, though. Man. I begin to think, amen, in the last few days, Brother Steve, as the Lord, I asked the Lord, I began to talk to the Lord and say, Lord, what can I do? What can I say? And the Lord laid this thought back on my heart. You might say, why are you down here? Because these are great men of God. And I want to esteem them. And I want to put them up. These are our modern day warriors. These are men, amen, if the Lord will help me just for a little while, I'd like to preach Brother Day, amen, on a heart of a warrior. We need a heart of a warrior, amen. I believe these men has a heart of a warrior. I believe these men have been tried and been true. Have they been perfect all the time? Probably not. Have they handled everything just right? Probably not. But they still have a heart of a warrior. They're still willing to go into battle when everything looks bleak around them. They're still willing to go to fight for you and I. When we ain't praying for ourselves, we got some preacher somewhere steeled away in the corner. Amen. Because your pew's been vacant. Because your seat's been empty. That they've steeled away and said, oh God, don't know where they're at. Don't know what's wrong. But come to them. Why? Because they've got a heart of a warrior. Lord, just bear with me. We must have a heart of a warrior or you'll lose the battle. See, the heart of a warrior, amen, doesn't come easy. The heart of a warrior doesn't come without a few battle scars. The heart of a warrior doesn't come without a few hurts along the way, Brother L.V. Evans. Amen. The heart of a warrior, amen, doesn't come without some trials, without some tribulation. But the difference between, amen, just an ordinary warrior, amen, is the heart of a warrior will come through the battle. I'm going to read some just a little bit in the 20th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Said, when thou goest out to battle, I want you to listen, church. Said, when thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and thou seest horses and chariots and people more than thou, be not afraid of them. When you go out, amen, and when the opposition looks real big, when your trial looks like it's bigger than you can over, the Bible said, be not afraid. When you go out into battle, amen, when you go out and you see the horses and you see the chariots, amen, this is not play, this is war. Amen, this is not something, amen, to be taken lightly, but this is war. When you see all, it's easy to be intimidated. It's easy, amen, when the problem seems real big. It's easy, Lum, amen, to be intimidated and say, Lord, this is it. Amen, I'm not going to be able to make it through this. Oh, it's over now. I surely can't stand this. But I'm going to tell you, when you see the horses and when you see the chariots, when you see the mighty armies of Satan, I'm telling you, don't be afraid. You got to have a heart of a warrior. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, God. Listen. Said, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when you come nigh unto the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and shall say unto them, hear, O Israel, ye approach this day the battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not, do not tremble, neither be terrified because of them. You got a heart of a warrior. Don't be afraid. You got a heart of a warrior. I looked at Connor's shirt and I thought, oh, how fitting for him to wear this. I want to preach on a heart of a warrior. And Connor's shirt says Under Armour. Yeah. Come on. He gonna help me preach and didn't even know it. Yeah. Amen. Listen, we need to have some Under Armour on. We need to have something, amen, that's deeper, amen, than the shoulder. We need, somebody help me preach. We need to have something, amen, that's not so easily knocked off. We got to have some under, we got to have a heart of a warrior. He looked like he's getting a little worried. We need the heart of a warrior, folks. We need somebody, listen, amen, that listen, when all hell's turned loose on you, you're still not afraid to fight. When it's been 18 years that you still say, I'm going to hold to his hand. We need somebody, amen, with the heart of a warrior. The devil's got our children in his clutches and he's not wanting to let go. He's not going to let go unless you got a heart of a warrior. Amen. They preached the other night. Let me hurry. They preached the other night about David going over and taking, amen. I guess he testified, preached, whatever. Brother Morris was talking. And he talked about David, amen, and the lion come out. Amen, and he went over to him. Amen, he run over to the lion. Why did David do that? Amen, he was sitting there. I said, I can tell you why he done it. He had the heart of a warrior. He had a heart of a warrior. See, a heart of a warrior, amen, ain't afraid to go into battle, knowing that every now and then he's going to take a few scars. Amen, listen, if you make a decision, oh, preachers, help me preach. If you make a decision, amen, that's going to please everybody in the church, you're going to kill your church. But the heart of a warrior will be willing, boys, to make a tough decision. Somebody help me. He'll be willing to make a decision when he knows that he's going to suffer, amen, a little bit of scar from it. He knows when he's going to. Amen. You think you're going to go into this battle, amen, and never take a lick? Honey, you're badly wrong. There's going to be a few times that you're going to be knocked down. But you know what a heart of a warrior will do? When the church comes against you, a heart of a warrior gets up. When the battle knocks you back down, a heart of a warrior will make you get back up. Amen. When the world comes against you and ain't nobody cares about you, the heart of a warrior will make you get back up. Amen. When it seems all hope is gone, the heart of a warrior will make you get back up. And if you ain't got a heart of a warrior, you better pray and get one. If you ain't got a heart of a warrior, you better pray and get a hold of the heart of a warrior. Somebody help me preach. When he comes in, he's going to destroy everything in your life. And he knocks you down. You got to have a heart of a warrior. And get up. When the enemy rages against you and pushes you back down, you got to have a heart of a warrior and get back up. Huh? Amen. When the world said, I don't even like you anymore, you got to have a heart of a warrior and get back up. Amen. Why? Because you got some Under Armour on. Amen. Why? Amen. Because listen, you ain't so easily. Amen. Listen, the world may knock us down. Amen. But the difference in those, amen, with the heart of a warrior is those that have got back up. Thank you. The enemy comes at you with everything he's got. He's loosened all the fury that he could. Amen. Listen, he'll take your children in places you'd want to go. Amen. But you know what the heart of a warrior does? He gets up. Amen. He gets up. Amen. You know what? When sickness almost overtakes you, you know what the heart of a warrior does? They get up. Amen. Listen, when you're not able to stand on your own, you know what the heart of a warrior does? Amen. The heart of a warrior will rise up when he don't feel like getting up. Amen. Hey, somebody help me just a few minutes. When the devil tells you, you ain't never going to get through, you ain't never going to overcome, amen, you know what the heart of a warrior does? He'll rise up. Come on, somebody help me. Amen, somebody help me just a few minutes. Amen. Listen, the heart of a warrior. Amen. You know what? He may be knocked down, but he's not out. The problem is today, we've got no stamina. Amen. We've unconditioned. We've spiritually, boy, help me preach. We've spiritually, amen, we've spiritually, amen. Listen, we don't have to pray for food much more. Come on. There's a grocery store almost on every corner. You get sick, who needs to pray? There's an emergency room, amen, in every town.
Somebody help me just a few minutes.
We need a heart of a warrior. Amen. We need somebody, amen, that's willing to say, I'm going to go into the battle. Amen. I'm going to go in. Listen, I know I'm going to take some licks. I know the battle's going to be bad. I know it's going to be hard. Amen. But listen, I'm going to be willing, amen, that I'm going to go in. Amen. Listen, when the enemy said, I can't, but the heart of a warrior can. The heart of a warrior. The heart of a warrior. Those that are in and out, tossed to and fro, do not have a heart of a warrior. The Bible describes them as double-minded. That's unstable not in one or two other ways, but the Bible describes them that is unstable in all their ways. I'm telling you, it's time the church got heart of war. I think all the time, and I don't want to bring something up that would cause him any hurt or heartache at all. But I thought all the time, Kevin, how the enemy took your mother from you. It would have been real easy to lay down, roll over, give up, throw in. But that's not the heart of a warrior. That's not the heart of a warrior. The heart of a warrior binds up his wounds. He patches up the parts, amen, that the church tears down. Amen. He binds up, Bruce, those things. Amen. Listen, we've all had those hurts. We've all had those things that said, Lord, why? Amen. But the difference in those, amen, that are holding on and those that are not is the heart of a warrior. Today we've got a heart of a warrior. We heard them talk about. Amen. I want to go right with. I had jotted down. Dylan, I'll give you my notes later. I had jotted down these messages that these boys has preached. And I told some of them, Bruce, told them, man, if they'll leave it alone, I'll preach them Sunday. But he just went right along with what the Lord. Brother Kurt started out on this Friday afternoon. Amen. To fill your vessel and go. You got to have a heart of a warrior to fill your vessel and step out on faith. It's easy to stay in the sanctity of home. It's easy to stay there. It's easy to bake one cake and just die. But it's harder, amen, to fill your vessel and go to the battle. But we got to have the heart of a warrior. We got to have a heart of a warrior. Saturday morning, Dylan said, rebuild your altar. There's no better way to obtain a heart of a warrior except at his place of prayer where he gets his strength. See, the heart is a natural pumping organ. The Bible speaks spiritually about from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you've rebuilt your altar, you've got your vessel filled, you've rebuilt your altar, you'll have a heart of a warrior. You'll have a heart, amen, willing to go to battle for somebody you don't even know. It's easy to fight for your children. It's easy to fight for your family. Amen. But the difference is when you got a heart of a warrior, amen, you'll fight for somebody else's children. You'll fight for somebody else's family. You'll fight. Hey, somebody give me something. Amen. Listen. Brother Clark talked about faith. It's impossible to have a heart of a warrior without faith. See, because every time, every now and then you go into some battles, you don't know what the outcome's going to be. See, the devil, amen, is consistently coming up with different tricks. He's coming up with different traps. He's coming up with different snares. He's coming up with different things, amen, to entangle you. He don't play by the same rules all the time. When the church gets in trouble is when the church starts playing by the same rules all the time. We go, we open, we pray, we preach, we go home. We go, we open, we pray, we preach, we go home. We play him by the same rules. The devil's a play. He's a change in his mind. I'm telling you, the heart of a warrior. Sometimes we need to know, amen, that we got to change it up every now and then. We got to let the Lord take over. We got to let the Spirit have control. Amen. He'll let us have a heart of a warrior. Brother Greg's encouraged us every time he's got up. Come on. Get in. Let's go. It's you. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Amen. Amen. Every time, amen, he's encouraged everybody. Come on. Get in. Let's go. That's the heart of a warrior. He's the wanting you to not sit on the backside. He's the wanting you to come to the front line. Amen. He's not wanting you to stay in the back scenes. Amen. Everybody wants to hide back there. Amen. But every now and then we need some warriors to come up. The best of warriors get a little physically tired. And somebody else needs to step up every now and then and say, get your second breath. Help me preach, Lord. Brother Bruce last night talked on not losing sight. Just as soon as a warrior loses sight of his ultimate goal, destruction lies just ahead of him. When that soldier that's been ultimately the wonderful soldier, when he's had that heart, but all of a sudden when he lets down on any of the other parts, and he begins to lose sight of what he's really there for. When he begins to lose sight of what he really is. See, if you walk out here saying, oh, I'm a mighty warrior, you've lost sight. Somebody say amen. Amen. I said, if you walk out like I'm this or I'm that, you've done lost sight of a warrior. But if you walk out and say, you know what? Amen, I'm with you. I'm one of you. I'm just like you. Let's do it together. Amen, I believe you've gained the sight of a warrior. Brother Chris has given us many messages in between all of it. Come tomorrow afternoon, Brother Jeremy ought to have a brand new wallet after what Chris did to him last night. I like a warrior can take a wore out wallet and get a message out of it, don't you? Say something to help somebody. I'm talking about mighty warriors of God. These men up here can lead a wonderful army. They can lead a wonderful army. But you know what these men need? We need these. We need these to rise up. We need to train these young men how to be warriors. Somebody say amen. We need to train these little fellas not to be afraid, amen, that it's all right to cry. Not to be afraid that it's all right to pray. We need to train these young men that armor, Under Armour, is not something that you just wear on the outside of your shirt, amen, that it's something that you get deep down. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Help me, Holy Ghost. We need a heart of a warrior. We've had some warriors throughout this. I'm going to go back. They talked about Gideon and his army. Amen. You know why? Amen. They was 300 that got down and lapped up water like a dog. They might have lapped up water like a dog, but they had a heart of a warrior. It might look like they was lapping up like a dog, but they had the heart of a warrior. Somebody didn't hear me. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego might have been three boys tied up, fixing to be thrown into a fiery furnace. But I'll tell you what, they had a heart of a warrior. They had a heart of a warrior. They said, whether our God deliver us or not, we're still not going to bow down. We're going to take one for the home team. Somebody say amen. Not only did they have the heart of the warrior in the heat of the battle, but they had the ultimate warrior walking in there with them. Woo! Somebody ought to say amen. Preachers, I don't excite you. I ain't going to be able to. David went out against Goliath with a sling and a stone and a heart of a warrior. He went out with a heart of a warrior. He looked at the opposition. Here was a young man that was tending sheep. Here was a young man, amen, that all he'd ever done is took care of the sheep, killed a bear, killed a lion. But during that, he got a heart of a warrior. That when he heard something, oh, somebody ought to help me preach. When he heard somebody defile the army of the Most High God, you know what he did? He took offense. He didn't join in. Woo, come on, somebody help me. Amen. He didn't join in. He didn't put his two cents in. He got offended. And he developed a heart of a warrior. He developed a heart of a warrior. I don't know how to get it. These are my words. You preach, you get all kinds of coaching. Sister Natalie told me last night to use wisdom tomorrow. I will, honey. I got a heart of a warrior. Amen. Who is this? Amen. Philistine that defiles the army of the Most High God. Yeah. Who is he? I'll go out again. You afraid to go? I go. You don't want the lost? You don't want the lost. You don't want the lame. You don't want the halt. Send them down to Irving View. We want them. Somebody say amen.
Let me have that just a minute. JB come to Irving View. Him and Diane with that good heart, that good warrior, and they've helped every one of us. I believe I can speak today for the Irving View Holiness Church that they come with a heart to war. Bless you. Yeah. Irving View Holiness Church honors JB and his wife and family for coming to Irving View and helping us out. They've been good to us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. He's a wonderful Savior.
Come on, he's a wonderful Savior.
Hallelujah to God. Praise He'll bless Lord. People. Praise Hallelujah Lord. To God that live for Him. Bless Him God. Hallelujah to God. I praise Him.
Praise
Him. And His good family for coming our way. Hallelujah to God. Bless His good name.
Bless His good name.
You to a good world after a while. Where trouble can't come. Hallelujah. 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 God bless His people. Hallelujah to God.
Thank the good Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless His good name. Somebody get a heart of a warrior and you say amen. Somebody give me a little guitar. Somebody give me a little battle music. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is him?
Yeah, come on.
Put this on, David.
Come on.
I'll try. Take it off. Take it off. It ain't working. You might have the armor, but I got the heart of a warrior.
Come on.
You might have a lot of things, but I got the heart of a warrior.
Come on.
You might have a better message. You might have a better this.
Come
you
on.
You might have a better that, but I got the heart of a warrior.
Come on.
I want a heart of a wall. Who is this? Am I but a dog? Am I but a dog that you'd send this little boy? You'd send this little boy out here against me? Am I but a dog? Oh, but what the enemy didn't know, 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 amen, what the enemy didn't know, amen. Enemy seen a little bitty feather. Ooh, hang on. Enemy seen a little bitty feather. Am I but a dog that you'd send this little boy? You'd send this little lad. What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, I tell you what. I tell you what I'm going to do. If you don't stop, I'm going to feed you. I'll feed you to the pound. Michael, could you turn this up just a little bit? I'm starting to lose my voice. You keep singing, son. I said what the enemy didn't know. What the enemy didn't know is little David had some Under Armour. What the enemy didn't know is little David had some Under Armour. He had, somebody say amen. Woo! He had the heart of a warrior. Somebody say amen. Somebody help my little buddy out. We got anybody in here with a heart of a warrior? We got anybody in here with a heart of a warrior? We got a mighty Goliath that's standing against our children. Warriors, we got a mighty Goliath that's coming after your children. You better get a heart of a warrior. Yeah. Is it all right? I sing a little bit. Oh, it's been a long, long battle. It's been a wicked fight. We're standing up for you and doing what is right. Oh, Satan, he's a loser. And I know he's gonna bow. When the smoke of the battle clears away, I'll be setting tall. Yeah, it's been a long, long battle. It's been a wicked fight. We're standing up for Jesus, doing what is right. Oh, Satan, he's a loser. And I know he's gonna bow. When the smoke of the battle clears away, I'll be setting tall. Keep it going. I want you to look. Oh, we got some warriors in the building. I want you to look, preachers. I want you to look, warriors. We got... Hey! Because you got a heart of a war. A war. I want you to look. Oh, yeah. Oh, now when the road gets rocky and you feel you can't go on, just turn your face toward heaven and cry out to the Lord. He knows your every trial and he loves to hear you call. When smoke of the battle clears away, hey, we got some warriors in the building. I don't know about you, but I feel better already. I feel safety. I feel... Why is my little warrior... If one hand gets tired, he changed over to another. He didn't quit the fight. He didn't quit circling. But he kept on. He kept on. Why? Because he's got some Under Armour. You know why I got him? I felt like getting it. But the Lord knowed he'd help me. Thank you. Amen. Just give me a few more minutes. To talk to you just a few minutes about the ultimate warrior. There was a man. If you play just real soft, you'll play just real soft for me. There was a man that came on the scene. It was going to be a proven warrior. He wasn't brought in to find arraignment, but he was alive. See, just like then is just like today. When they needed a place for him, there was no room for the ultimate warrior. Had no place to even lay his little head. Yet he's going to be a warrior. Every place that he went doing good. And somebody had something negative to say, Clay. As I was reading this morning, I was thinking about your dear dad. I thought, Lord, if he could be here, he'd be right amongst us. When that young lady got renewed in the Holy Ghost last night, yesterday afternoon, he'd have been right here. Call her, go on, go on, go on. That's my grandbaby, go on. There come a time that this warrior suffered just like you and I. I'd like to stand here and tell you today, Brother Coffey, that unfortunately there's been times in my life that I've said, what's the use? I just can't bear this, Lord. I'm not going to be able to do this anymore. I'm just not going to make it, Lord. But somewhere down in there, God saw the heart where all the warrior. And he said, I preach one night, amen, when it's right to fight. Brother Hardin King was sitting there on the pulpit, him up, I guess, in his 80s. And I looked over at him as he sat there, an elder minister in the Lord. He looked up at me and he said, there's a little fight left in me. He said, I got a little fight left in me. Because he had the heart of a warrior. He went into the garden and began to pray. Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not thine will, but let thy will be done. Why? Because he had the heart of a warrior. They brought him to an awful, awful place. Tortured him beyond compare. Mocked him and criticized him. And it looked like that he was going to lose the battle. But remember what we said. A warrior may go down. Somebody ought to come unglued. I said a warrior may go down, but they will come out again. Somebody say amen. It looked like that the enemy had won. Amen. When they stretched him to the cross. When they hung him between two thieves. Amen. And he cried, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Because he had the heart of a warrior. I hope I'm not boring you. The Bible teaches us that he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. It is finished. The devil probably said, I got him just like other men before. He hung there just like the thieves. He bled just like any other natural man. But what the enemy didn't know is he had the heart of a warrior. What the enemy didn't know is he had the heart of a warrior. Hey, amen. He had the heart of a warrior, Dylan. No matter how tough it gets, no matter how rough it gets, son, you got to have a heart of a warrior. They placed him in a borrowed tomb. You know why you borrow something? Because you ain't going to need it long. Somebody say amen. I said they placed him in a borrowed tomb and he wasn't going to need too long because he had the heart of a warrior. He had the heart of a warrior. Amen. You know what he done told them? He said there's going to come a day. Amen. They're going to crucify me. Amen. They're going to place me. But on the third day, anybody in here got, whoa, on the third day, you know what they said? I got a heart of a warrior. I'm going to come. On the third day, just about the break of dawn, woo! You may take your warriors and put them down for a while. But the biggest mistake that you can make is to think that that heart of the warrior's dead when he's alive. We've all walked there where we feel like we've been down, Kevin. But I'm honored to stand here with these men. I'm honored to stand here with you. I'm honored to be able to preach this morning to you. This is not my message. This has come straight from the general. I'm just a soldier in God's mighty army. I'm just a little bitty soldier. Brother Kurt, I'm just a footman in God's mighty army. But there's one thing, amen, that I'm going to say. You can say amen, you're being arrogant if you want to, but I'm not being arrogant. But I'll tell you this, I'm not as fancy as these boys. I can't preach like these boys, but I'll tell you what, they ain't a one of these boys got no more heart of a warrior than what I've got. Would you stand with me all over the house? As they play and get ready, I want you to look over at your neighbor and grab them by the hand and tell them, we got to have a heart of a warrior. We've got to have a heart of a warrior. We've got to have a heart of a warrior. Just a few more. Get ready. Who's going to sing? I want you to get ready to get your song. If you're here today and you're in trouble, if you'll play. If you're here today and in trouble, if you feel like that you've about come to the end of your road, that it seems like that all hope is just about gone. If you feel like that, Lord, I've been in this battle and I've just about taken all that I can take. I've done all that I can do, Carlene. I want you to look. If you don't surround yourself by some warriors, whose fault is it? Is there any of these men that wouldn't help you? Somebody get around as we get ready to make this altar. We got to have a heart of a warrior. See, a warrior stay there and fight till the battle's over. He don't leave when it gets a little hot. He don't leave when it gets a little hard. The heart of a warrior will stay there and fight till the battle's through. As they get us a song, as we present this altar, we want you to have a heart of a mighty warrior. Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Thank you, gentlemen. Come on. She gets ready to sing. Would you come? We want you to have a heart of a warrior.